For example, sheep and goats. After that, horses and cattle were domesticated primarily for transportation.
Amazing how it started all the way back then. But how does it relate to biology?
This job relates to biology because biology is the study of living things and the study that seeks to gain understanding of the living world. An animal scientist does just that by studying ways to help animals by viewing things like their cells to determine if they need treatment or if they are healthy. This has been Pablo Hernandez and Joseph Negenti. I've ran out of time, but please stay tuned for my partner's podcast on virology.
Hi, my name is Joseph, and today I'll be describing the job I've decided to research, virology, to my fellow friend Pablo.
What is virology?
Well, Pablo, virology is actually the study of viruses.
What does a virologist actually do?
A virologist contains many types of bacteria or other microorganisms in a controlled area, which the virologist would control the moisture, aeration, temperatures, and nutrition.
Incredible. But Joe, how is that possible? How do you control bacteria? It's everywhere.
You see, Pablo, virologists use very specialized equipment in a sterilized lab. Some of the equipment they use is electron microscopes, gas chronographs, and high-pressure liquid. This job is a lot of trial and error, and there are many factors.
Well, here's my next question. What factors are there, Joseph?
Well, the growth and development of bacteria, but the hardest part is figuring out the structure and characteristics of bacteria. Really, knowing the relationship between viruses, plants, animals, and humans is so important in keeping society today healthy and safe.
Joseph, all that information is great, but how much does a virologist make?
Well, you see, after doing some study, they make about $34.63 per hour, and that's really depending on their experience.
Wow, that's a lot. But what kind of degree would a virologist need?
Well, you see, most people trying to be a virologist major in science, but now that's for an undergraduate studies. Biology and chemistry tend to be most popular. Another good background would be biochemistry and cell biology. For completion of most colleges, virologists go on to get their MD or their PhD degree.
Wow, that's a lot of school, but how many years does all that take?
Well, the undergraduate work is 4 years, grad school is 4 to 6 years, and the postdoctorate research is 3 to 5 years.
Golly, that's a lot of school.
Yes, but if you want a full job as a virologist, the undergraduate is 4 years, medical school is another 4 years, but the postgraduate training is the same, 3 to 5 years. See, now that is the job of virology, of a virologist. This is Joseph Negenti and Pablo signing out.